Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Nun Zayin, two lines on the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Mabeis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav that stated Shloisha Achim ve'Echad Mitzdarf Imoren Harei Ilu Shlosh Edus ve'Hein Edus Achas LaZama. That if there are three brothers that get together with one other aid and they testify regarding the years of Chazakah, then since we look at each year of Chazakah of Shlosh Shanim as a separate testimony, therefore this is considered a valid testimony as it's considered three separate Hagadas Edus, and we don't have a problem that the Akrevim testify regarding each individual Haggadah and regarding each individual year. However, Lemaisa, even though we consider three separate years and three separate testimonies, but regarding the Din of Hazama, we look at it as one testimony, as the only way that Shimon will actually have a right to the Sada is only if he has Edus that testify that he used the Sada for a complete 3 years. Therefore, regarding the Halacha that we learned in Masechtos Makkah is that Edin Nasim Zemim Achi Zumu Kulam. So therefore, the only way that these sets of Edim would actually receive the Einish of Kasha Zomam is if there's another set of Edim or sets of Edim that come and testify that all these Edim that testify regarding the years of Chazakah were Imanu Yisim B'Makom Pleni, and therefore they are Edim Zomim, and only at that point will there be Chayav to pay to Reuven the full $1,000 that they wanted to make him lose. We already explained this case in great detail, and we gave an example where Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, "My boy is Bahayara, what are you doing in my land?" And Shimon says, "I bought this land from you," and then he brings the Edim that he actually used the Sada for 3 years. And the case is where Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are brothers. There's another aid, and let's call him Moshe, that is unrelated to Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. And Shimon brings Levi together with Moshe to testify that Shimon used the field in the first year. And Shimon also brings Yehuda that testifies together with Moshe regarding Achilah Shnei Chazakah of the second year. And then Shimon brought Yisachar together with Moshe to testify regarding Achilah Shnei Chazakah of the third year of Chazakah. The Mishnah taught us that since the brothers are not testifying regarding the same year of Chazakah, therefore, as Rashbam stated, Harei Eilu Gimel Idius or Hachi Kosheh Hidusan, that Shasta the Kamaset Hai, Loi Kamaset Hai, the Inkan Shnei Edim Kravim be Edus Achas, and we don't have two Edim that are Kravim in one Haggadus Edus. We continue on Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph, and the Gemara states, Ahu Shtar Davi Chasim Yaleh Beitrei, there was a note that stated that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and there were two Edim that signed under Shtar, and let's call them Levi and Yehuda, and Reuven wanted to be Mekayim the Shtar, and he wanted to certify the Shtar. Reuven was able to bring Levi into Bezdin, and Levi self-certified the Shtar, and he testified in front of Bezdin that this is my signature. However, by the time that Reuven went to find Yehuda, Yehuda already died, and therefore he wasn't able to bring Yehuda to Bezdin to testify that this is his signature. As the Gemara continues, Shachav Chadmanau, that one of the Edim already died, and as we explained, Yehuda already died, and in order to certify Yehuda's signature, Asav Achva Dehai Dekoy V'Chad Achrina La'Sudach Simis Levi's brother, let's call him Yisachar, came to Bezin together with a third party, and let's call that unrelated party Zvulun, and they came and they testified that this is Yehuda's signature, and Sav Ravino Meima Haina Masisin, and Ravino thought that this would be the same din as our Mishnah, and it would be a valid testimony, and even though Yisachar is Levi's brother, but we could still accept Yisachar's testimony as not testifying regarding Levi, and he's testifying regarding Yehuda, as we stated on Mishnah, Gimel Achim Ve'echem Mitzdarf Imoren, since they're not testifying regarding the same year, and over here also, Yisachar is not testifying regarding the Edus of Levi, and Yisachar is coming to try to verify and certify the signature of Yehuda. Ayin Rashbam Diva Masal Haino Mastisin, the Avagav the Shnei Achim Sulun Edus Achas, then even though certainly if two brothers come and they want to testify regarding one idea, then certainly they would be Pasol, the Lechashiva El Kachad, and that is because we look at two brothers as if there's only one person that's testifying. Even so, Afilu Hachi Machshulun Mastisin, and since they're actually testifying regarding a different year, so therefore we accept three brothers. Afkan made al the live brother Levi is actually testifying regarding his own signature. And Levi's brother Yisachar is testifying regarding Yehuda's signature. And why should this be a problem? And the Gemara answers Amalei Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi responds, "Midami, they can't compare our case to the case of a shtar. It's hustle." In our Mishnah, that the main issue is that you shouldn't have more than 50% of this din Torah that is passing through brothers. And since when three brothers actually testify regarding three separate years, they're only really testifying regarding 50% of the testimony that's required in order for Shimon to acquire this field and to create a chazakah. And the other 50% of the raya that Shimon actually owns this field comes from Moshe, who's a third party, and therefore 50% is coming through Moshe, and 50% percent of the testimony is coming from Levi Yehuda and Yisacha, the Hilkul Kashin Le'edazu, and as Rashbam says, therefore they're kosher. The time of the Pasuk Achmana Krevim Be'edas Achas as the reason why the Torah Pasuls Krevim when they're testifying regarding one din Lefisha Inin Cheshuvin Al Kishechad as they're considered like one person. Ulugabi Chesu Shalom Shalom Kishechadami and Inin Chenami they're considered like one person. Even B'degeya the testimony about Shalom Shalom Shavu Ish Achas Shem Staf Imay Moel B'Shloshdan Imra Chazaka Shalom Shalom as the Ma'isim Moshe is joining in with each one of the brothers in order to create the Chazaka. Therefore, there's a Kiyum Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dava. Shimon is creating Chazaka, having a third party that testifies regarding 50% of the Chazaka, as he says that Shimon used this field for 3 years, and he's also creating Chazaka based on Levi Yehudi and Yisachar, who are considered like one aid since they're brothers, and they are also testifying only regarding 50% of the Chazaka, and therefore it's valid. Over here, you're going to have a situation where Reuven actually claims that Shimon owes him $1,000. The Lemaisa, three-quarters of this money is being won through the edus of Levi and of Yisachar, as Levi testified regarding his signature, and therefore that proved that Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. Lemaisa, his testimony helps for 50% of what is required. Then when his brother Yisachar comes with a third party, and he comes with Zvulun to testify and to certify the signature of Yehuda, so though, of course, Zvulun testified regarding 25%, as he actually was one of the Edim that testified that Shimon owes Reuven $1,000, but ultimately the only way that Reuven will win is only based on the testimony of Yisachar as well. And therefore, the only way that Shimon is actually winning is only because he has the testimony of Levi, which gives him 50%, and he also has the testimony of Yisachar, which gives him another 25%, and therefore, based on the testimony of these brothers, he's actually receiving 75%. That would not be valid, as it wouldn't be a kiyum of a pishnayim edim yakum davar, as we have a requirement that when having edus, that each aid has to be able to bring out and be able to testify regarding 50% of the din Torah and of the matter at hand. And in this case, 75% is being done by two brothers, which is considered like one aid, and only 25% is being done by the second aid, and therefore it's not a valid edus. And we continue with our Mishnah that discusses Chaska Shal Shanim, Elu Dvarim Sheishlan Chazaka, and these are the things which are not kaka, and you could create a chazaka. However, Elu Dvarim Shein Lehem Chazaka, and these are the things which you cannot create a chazaka. And the Mishnah explains that if Shimon places his animal in Reuven's chatzah and he leaves it there for 3 years, that Shimon cannot say that I created a chazaka, as Reuven can say the reason why I was not meicha was because I didn't have a problem with you leaving your animal there. Similarly, by a tana rechayim v'kirayim or some agurs tana v'kirayim v'rechayim. Similarly, one can create a chazaka by different types of ovens as well as a millstone. And if someone is raising chickens and he places that zevel in the chotzer, in the chazaka, that would not create a chazaka. However, if he created a wall in the chotzer in order to protect his animals and he made the wall 10 tefachim high, that if Shimon created a wall in order to protect his oven or his small karayim or his small hand grinder, or if he places his chickens inside his friend's house, or if he dug a ditch inside his friend's chotzer in order to place his zevel Tanagalim Amik Shlesha, and his bar is 3 tefachim deep, or he makes a heap which is 3 tefachim high. In all these cases, if Shimon does so for a total of 3 years and Reuven is not Meicha, Harezu Chazaka, then Shimon would create a Chazaka. And Rashbam points out that the main chiluk between the Reish and the Sefer is if these Tashmishin are Tashmishin Kavua or that Tashmishi Arai. And as Rashbam points out, Il Dvarim Sheishim Chazaka, Klaima Iluminin Tashmishin, Damin Al Kaman, Shahad Mishdamish Shachavari, Shemishdamish Shal Shalav. So Shimon will be able to create a chazaka, and he could tell that you gave it to me through a matana, or you sold me these rights. Could go in tashmish kavuyin, could mufarish kaman, shadam makmalim, because generally Reuven should be makbid, and him nasin shloim b'shusai v'hilkel b'shal shanim have a chazaka. The reason is the kivin the kfi is tashmishu could machzik beguf shal kach chaveri dami v'have a chazaka. However, the Mishnah then explains that if you have various items like the scenario of an animal, and as Rashbam says, and certainly Shimon cannot say to Reuven that why weren't you meicha? As Reuven will say to Shimon, and it's only at this point I'm makbid, and I want to remove you from my land, and therefore Reuven would have a good taina, unless Shimon brings a raya and brings a shtar that he actually bought this from Reuven, or he received it as a matana from Reuven, then he would not be able to stay there. The Gemara begins, and at this point of the Gemara feels that we're talking about an inish ta'alma and a third party that comes into the chatzah, and he brings his behemoth into this chatzah, and certainly the Gemara feels that there's no reason why the owner should not be makbid and should not be meicha, and why is it that the Mishnah stated that if a third party that's not a shutif in this chatzah actually sets up his animals in this chatzah, then he can't create a chazakah, if l'chayr that should be a valid chazakah, and just like we said that if Shimon builds a wall in this chatzah, that Shimon is machzik and is considered a valid chazakah, so the same should apply b'negeya behima, and it should be a valid chazakah. And keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will say that we're talking about a chatzah of shutfim, and we're talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon were shutfim, and Shimon went and placed his behemoth in this chatzah. In that scenario, Shimon can't claim that Reuven should have been meicha, as it's normal that Reuven will let Shimon keep his behemoth in the chatzah until such time that he needs a chatzah, and at that point he'd be meicha, and therefore you can't create a chazakah in Shal Shanim. And the Gemara first tries and answers, Amu'ula Ula states, Kol She'ilu b'nichseh ger kana, b'nichseh chaver kana. As we know that if a ger owns assets and he didn't have any children and therefore he doesn't have yarshin, then someone could come and be koina b'nichseh ger after the ger dies, and the only way that person could be koina is only through a kinyan chazakah. Therefore Ula explains that since if you go and you place your animals into the chasim of a ger and into his property, you would not be koina because you actually did not benefit the actual land. Therefore, by just merely placing your animals in Reuven's land, you could not create a chazakah, as that doesn't show bailus. And as Ula continues, kol she'ilu b'nichseh ger loikana, b'nichseh ver loikana, and you also cannot create a cheskes raya in the chasim of your friend. And the Gemara asks, Masra Sheshes b'klolu, are you saying this is a general rule? But as we know, very near the b'nichseh ger kana and b'nichseh ver loikana, if Reuven goes into the property of a ger and he actually goes and plows the land and he leaves it fallow without planting anything, then it's considered a valid kinyan. And as we learn, no parts for God to call shu, you would be koina. And as we stated, if you nikishba makash echad, you would be koina. Certainly, b'nichseh chaveri loikana, if someone wants to use that as a cheskes raya, that would not be a valid kinyan, as l'maisa didn't use the peiros of the sada, and therefore it would not be a valid chazaka. Similarly, we see that this general rule is not true, because v'arei echilos peiros to b'nichseh chaveri kana, as certainly if someone goes into his friend's field and he uses the peiros, that would be a raya for cheskes raya, and b'nichseh ger loikana, and certainly that would not be considered a kinyan chazaka, as the only way to create a kinyan chazaka is by doing something which is beneficial to land, and not just by using the peiros of the kaka. Rashbam points out that hechtes tanagayim techabayis, that if you take chickens inside someone's home, the tani sefer davi chazaka, as in the sefer we said, it's a cheskes raya, and b'nichseh ger loyav chazaka, and even so, if you do so in the nichseh ger, you would not be koina, as that would not be considered a kinyan chazaka, b'hayd le parachle, and the reason why the Gemara didn't ask this as a question, mishum nadifim menekah parach Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes asked a better question, v'istu mefarish. However, the Rashbam points out that some explain that if you bring Tadon Golem inside the Ger's Rishus, then it would be a valid Chazakah. But certainly that's not true. And as we explained beforehand, by just closing a door, that's not a valid Chazakah. And when the Gemara stated that the Kinyan Chazakah is done by being no Godel Parts, Kolshu, it doesn't mean the Ilus Hadelos by just closing the door, and it means by building a door and creating a door that protects the home. The Maaseh, really, Rav Sheshes' question on Ula is how could you compare the din of Cheskes Shalosh Shanim, which is the din of Cheskes Raya, to the din that are relevant to Cheskes Kinyan? And as Rashbam states, in the Maaseh of a Klal who bit me, the commandment is Chazakah Shalosh Shanim Shetolib Bekpeda, the Cheskes Kinyan Nixagah Shetolib Betikin Kaka. And therefore, the Gemara explains, Elam Rav Nachman or Rav Avua. So Rav Nachman explains the name of Rav Avua, that the chil between the Reish and the Sefer is, and we continue on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, that Hocha B'chotzah Shutfer Naskinon, that the Reish of a Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon were Shutfim in the Schatzah, and therefore certainly Reuven allows Shimon to bring his behemoths into the Schatzah. Reuven understands that as long as I don't need the Chatzah, I'll allow Shimon to use the Chatzah and bring his animals into the Chatzah, but once I will need the Chatzah, I'll be Ma'ara, and since these items are movable items, therefore Shimon will be able to move these items out of the Chatzah, and therefore there's no need for me to be Ma'ara today. The same story applies for Tana, Kirayim, and Rechayim. As Rav Nachman continues to explain that since we're talking about Chatzah Shufim, the Ba'amada Kadi Loi Kapti, and Mechitza Kapti, although a partner will not be Makbid if his partner uses his Chatzah in order to bring a Tana, Kirayim, or a chayim or behemoth into this chatzah. However, if he goes and creates a wall, then certainly he would be makbid and he should be moicha. The Gemara continued that Reb Nachman just stated that one shutif is not makbid on his other partner, but the Gemara is, v'habada k'di lo kapti, are you telling me just by the fact that someone stands in the chatzah that his shutif is not makbid? But we learned from Mishnah Masechta in the Darim, hashutfim shenodra nazar mizeh, that if Reuven and Shimon made a neder that they won't have enough from each other, certainly konas chatzah, then both of them are asa to go into the chatzah and even to stand in the chatzah. And if you're telling me that by standing in the chatzah there really is no hanah for the shutif, as certainly no one is makbin and therefore it's not considered hanah, so why wouldn't he be able to go into the chatzah? And the Gemara continues, Elam Rav Nachman Am Rav Bavua, and therefore Rav Nachman and name Rav Bavua changes the pshat, and he explains that our Mishnah is talking about an area which is not in front of the bayis and not a chatzah, but is referring to someone placing behemoths in the backyard. And in that case, certainly the Madrada Kati Le Kapti, that the actual owner is not makbid if you leave your animals or you leave your Tana Karayim and Rechayim in that area. However, Mechitza Kapti, once you go in and you show Bailis and you stop building walls, then certainly the owner should be makbid and certainly he should have been Meicha. And keep in mind that Bapashas, when the Gemara now states, Elam Nachman or Ravua, that Hacha Berchayvi Shalachuri Batamaskinon, he's not changing to original Pshat and he's still saying that our Mishnah is talking about Shutfim. And even though, as we saw in the Mishnah Masechta Zedarim, that Shutfim would be makbid on each other to place items in the chatzah, however, certainly partners are not makbid on each other and they allow each other to place their items in their backyard as long as they're going to be temporary and not being kavua. As Rashbam explains, Masiz Merchov Shachuya Batim de Inam Makbil Kolkach, Al Bechotze Shalfnea Batim, Tzarche Mokim Ponu Lubia Vietzia, certainly there has to be a lot of space in order to come in and go out of your home. The Hilgul Kapti Bamadu Kadi, and therefore, even if someone would just have things standing there and they're just there temporarily, they would still be makbid and they should have been meicha. And Ayin the Rashbam on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, where at the end of the Maskil Maishna Sefer, he points out, well, come on, Mataritz Lo B'Shutfin, and it seems that Taritz Rav Nachman is still going, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there was Shutfin that owned his chatzah. However, other Rishayim explain, since the Gemara stated Elam Rav Nachman, therefore it's Mashma that he's being chayza, and Rav Nachman holds that even if Reuven owns the entire backyard and he doesn't have a shutif, and then a third party comes and leaves his animal there, or he places his tana kirayim and rechayim there, then he wouldn't be makbid, and the third party could not create a kinyan. Gemara continues, Rav Papa Amma idi b'chotza shutfin, that both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Zedarim could be speaking about a case of chotza shutfin, and even though Mishnah Masechta Zedarim it's muchach that partners are makbid each other, and therefore if they make the dharm on each other, they both can't use the chotza, the ikad the kapti, the ikad loy kapti. However, the Maisa, it's not a general rule. There are some partners that are makbid on each other, even b'hamad ba'almo, and then there are other partners that are not makbid on each other, b'hamad ba'almo. Therefore, we have to look at exactly what we're referring to in order to be able to have the right psak. As Gabi Moina Lakula, Gabi Yisur Lachumra, as in our Mishnah, we were talking about Cheskos Shalashanim, which is a din of mamin, so then we go Lakula, and we say that since it's possible that Reuven actually was not makbid, therefore it would make sense that he wasn't meicha, and therefore you can't create a chazaka, and we leave the property becheskas Reuven. Number one, we would say hamaisim mecheveri olivu raya. Number two, Shimon would have a right to leave his behemoth in this chatzah as long as Reuven was not meicha. And the Rashbam states v'hainu kulo shana matirin lezeh mistama lahamitsham ba'imaisav avu bishalay notu mishus mecheveri. And even though he didn't ask permission from Reuven, uveduch lachrina minan deshalo shlemi das gazel nave v'hoch bloy das yoch lachz be'imaisav. And even though we have a general rule that if someone borrows something from his friend, he's considered gazlin. Over here, we would not be considered gazlin. As the holy kapti, as it's possible that Reuven was a makbid, and as Rashbam continues and explains, as Reuven will say to Shimon, I am a person that's not makbid, and therefore I was quiet, and your chazok is not valid. And if you want to be machzik, then you would have to bring a riot that I'm a person that's makbid, and then you would actually have a valid chazaka. As we explained, however, since the Mishnah in Masechta Zedarim is referring to an Issa, so certainly B'degei Yisurim, we have to go to Chumrah, and we have to say that since it's a potential, Reuven is a person that is Makbid, so therefore, Shimon would not be able to have a Na, once he made a Neda, that he won't have a Na from Reuven. And as Rashbam states, because Suffolk Yisurim deraisa the Chumrah, Gemara continues with the third Pshat, Ravina Omar lo ilum lo kapti, Ravina holds that in reality, a Shutev is not makbid if his friend brings in his behemoths or he brings his tanei karayim and rechayim into his chatzah, as at that point he's not using that area of the chatzah. And the same same would hold true but in Gei Nedarim, and really would not be Asa for Reuven and Shimon that made a neder on each other to come and use the Chatza. But Hamani Rabbi Lezi and the Mishnah Masechet Nedarim is specifically going like Rabbi Lezi, that is chaylik on this idea. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa, Rabbi Lezi Ima Afilu Vita Asa B'Moida Noah. Rabbi Lezi is Machpin and says, even if it's a derech that if someone goes and buys 1 pound of flour from a storekeeper, that the storekeeper adds on a little bit, and that is considered a matana, and therefore in a case where Reuven made a neder not have enough from Shimon, and Shimon is a storekeeper, and Reuven wants to go and pay for a pound of flour and want to buy it from Shimon, the Rabbanan hold that Shimon could still give this extra amount to Reuven and would not be considered as giving a mana, as Lamaisa Reuven paid for a full pound of flour, and the standard is that when paying for a full pound of flour, you get a little bit extra. However, Rabbi Lezer holds that even in that case, we would say that you can't take that little bit extra from the storekeeper as you'd be over on your neder. And similarly, in our case, even though it's not a major hana, as a standard partner is not makbid if his friend uses his chatzar and brings in behemoth or brings in a tana kiraim or a chayim. However, the Rashbam states on the first of the wide lines that afilu davish ein hana kol kach asa, but Rabbi Lezer holds that it would still be asa even though it is not a major hana. However, as Rashbam points out, umi rabbanon sharu, but rabbanon is matter him to take that extra. The mikol makom mishvila mekach umaisav lezel lechesh akasul leputa, that lemaisa Shimon is giving this extra based on the fact that Reuven paid a pruta, she iloy lekech mimena bedamim. As certainly, if Reuven wouldn't have paid Shimon anything, loy leinsel lechem ben balabayis klum, then certainly the storekeeper wouldn't have given Reuven any present. Therefore, the rabbanon would hold that Reuven would not buy over on his neder. Therefore, in our mishnah, since we stated that shifra are not makbid and our mishnah is going like the shita rabbanon, therefore there was no reason why Reuven had to be meicha against Shimon, and that's why Shimon would not be able to create a chazaka. Gemara continues. Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Noah. Rabbi Yechon states in the name of Rabbi Noah that kol shutzim ma'akven zeh chutz me'akvisa she'in dakut shel bnei Yisrael lisbases al kvisa. If Reuven and Shimon are partners in a chutzah, then either one of them could be ma'akv on each other, and either one of them could say to the other, "I don't want you to bring your behemoths in here, or I don't want you to bring your tana kiraim and rechayim into this property." However, each shutzim cannot be ma'akiv the other shutzim from going and washing clothing in this chutzah, and the reason is because it's not the derech of Jewish women to go and wash the clothing by the nar, as that would not be tznius. As Rashbam points out, shetikvul chacham shiyasa b'chatzah bal kochen shel shutzim chaveri, and the chacham made a takana that a woman could wash her clothing in her chatzah even though it's against the will of the other shutif. And the Rashbam explains shlevisha indak and shel bnei Yisrael lispasayis shetzrich la'amid sham yechefayis, that they have to stand there barefoot legalis shoyik la'amid benar, and they will also reveal their calf in order to go into the river and to wash their clothing. And the Gemara continues and quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that states va'itzim einav merais bara, that they closed their eyes from seeing bad things. And we just stated that it wasn't normal for a Jewish woman to go to the nar to wash their clothing, but certainly non-Jewish women would go to the river to wash their clothing. And Amar Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, and therefore Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba tells us zeh she'im estak b'noshim b'shoshay medes al kvisa al gabe anar, that this is referring to a person that doesn't gaze at a woman that is washing their clothing by the edge of the river. And as we stated, that lemaisa at that point that megala the feet, and therefore it's not tznius. And the Gemara continues and asks hechidami, that's mashma from this pasuk that a person that does so is a tzaddik, and l'chari, what case are we referring to? The Gemara explains this shaylo, if there's another way for this person to go and he doesn't have to pass by the river, so Rashu, by the fact that he puts himself into this matzav, then he's considered Rasha and he's not a tzaddik at all. And if he doesn't have another way to go, then onesu, then certainly there's no reason for him to hold back from going near the river, as he's anus, as he has to travel through that area. As Rashbam states, onesu mistakel derech lichasai, that if he will gaze at these women while he's walking, and why did the Torah say that he has to close his eyes? As the Torah is being mishabeach this person, so it's muach that this person has a chiyuv to close his eyes. And the Gemara explains that really we're talking about a case where Reuven doesn't have another way to travel, and even so the Torah tells us that you should make sure to close your eyes in order to prevent you from looking at these women. As Rashbam states, l'meinus nafshei l'hatis inu l'tzadachar v'hainu mishtabeach bekra, the honest nafshei chasru, as if he's actually going to force himself not to look, then he's considered a chasid. The Gemara continues that we previously brought down Amr Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Noah, and the Gemara continues Boy Minei Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Noah. Rabbi Yechon asked the following shayla from Rabbi Noah: Chol Shal Tam Chacham Ketzad, what is considered the cloak of Tam Chacham? Rabbi Noah responded: Kol Shein Besari Nirei B'Tachtav, that as long as you don't see a person's flesh from underneath his cloak, that is considered the chol shel talmid chacham, and therefore the clothing of talmid chacham should go down all the way to the floor and actually cover his feet, and this way when he's walking, a person doesn't see his bare feet. And tal shel talmid chacham ketzad, and what is considered the overcoat of talmid chacham, kol shein chalukah nirah mitacht of tefach, although the talus could be shorter, as his undergarment is actually covering up his feet, but a maisa, his talus should still be long enough that it covers up most of the chaluk, and it will cover up his undergarments, and he'll only be able to see a maximum of a tefach of the chaluk. And Rashbam states, she'in chalukah nirah v'kolshkein di'koy ad l'hadei chaluk, as certainly if the talus covers up the entire chaluk, there could see his tfei, then that's even a greater maila, and it's a greater tzniyas. Ayin Rashbam on that tzadeh chesmanav, where he points out, oh, it's used serious, or he, that he's talking about a greater tzniyas, and it seems to be l'fnei mishur sedin, but it's not necessarily halacha itself. We explain the Gemara based on Rashbam, and the Ad Ramah brings another pshat, that when the Gemara stated, Chol shel talmid chacham ketzad, kol she'im b'sari nirah mitachtav, it means that you shouldn't have a beged that's very thin, and you could see through the beged, she'im b'sari nirah mitachtav, ayin sham. Keep in mind, although b'negeya male and b'negeya talmid chacham, we said it's a tznius yisurasa, however b'negeya woman, the Gemara previously stated that when a woman is washing clothing, then she'll pick up her clothing, and therefore she'll be megala ha-shoik, as the Sefer Chassidim states, that shoik be'isha is ever, and therefore you should make sure not to see a woman's thigh. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon asks Rabbi Noah, Shulchan shel talmid chacham ketzad, how does the table of a talmid chacham look? And he responded, Shnei shlishi gadol u'shlishi galoi, two-thirds of the table is covered by the tablecloth, and a third does not have a tablecloth. Ba'olav, and on that third, which is uncovered, Ba'arz v'yerek, you place your cups and your vegetables in order that the table doesn't get dirty. And Rabbi Noah continued, V'tabatim b'chutz, that their tables were portable and they were temporary, and they used to have a ring, and they used to hang the table off from the ring when they weren't using the table. When setting up your table, you should make sure to sit on one side of the table, and the ring should be on the other side of the table, as in this way you'll be more comfortable. The Gemara now is, V'tanya tabatim b'chutz, we learned in the Braisa that the ring for the table should be on the inside, and the Gemara brings three terusim. Number one, Lekasha had ikka yinuka had lekha yinuka, that if there are children there, and the child will be sitting on the father's lap, and will hold on to the ring, and will stop playing with the ring, then potentially he'll knock over the table, and therefore you should make sure that the ring's on the outside. However, if there's no children by the table, then you should specifically place the ring on the inside of the table, and as Rashbam points out, because in this way, the shamish that's walking by the table will not fall and will not trip on this ring. Gemara continues with the second teretz, V'yibayisema, havaha d'leki yinuka, both Rabbi Noah and the Braisa is talking about a case where there weren't children, v'leikashin, still not shver, had ikka shema, had leka shema. The Braisa is talking about a case where the person had a shamish, and therefore he wants to make sure that the shamish would not get hurt, and therefore he should make sure that the ring is on the inside of the table. However, Rabbi Noah was talking about a case where the person did not have a shamish, therefore in order to be more comfortable, he should place the ring on the outside of the table. And Rashbam explains, v'hot leka shema, yasim ben b'chutz, v'loy ben p'rim, pen yisku bar ichlen, as maybe the people that are eating by the table will get hurt. U'miyu hechad ikka shema, however, if there's a shamish, yasim ben p'rim, you should make the ring on the inside, mitzadi yoshim v'loy ben b'chutz, which is next to the people that are sitting by the table, and not on the outside of the table, sheichayim l'zor minat habas, yoshim min ha-shamish, as the people are eating could be careful and won't get hurt by the ring more than the shamish, as he is consistently walking and he's busy and he may trip on that ring and they are sitting and therefore they could be more careful. Finally, the Gemara continues with the third teretz, that we could explain that the case of Rabbi Noah and the case of the Braisa is talking about where there was a shamish. Rabbi Noah is talking about a person that's sitting down to a suda during the daytime, and certainly the shamish will be able to see the ring and therefore you could keep the ring towards the outside. However, the Braisa is talking about a case with someone setting up a shulchan that's being used at night, and since the shamis will not be able to see well, therefore you should make sure that the ring is not on the outside of the table. Instead, you should place the table where the ring is towards the inside and towards the people that are sitting at the suda. The Gemara continues that even though Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Noah, but again, a shulchan shel talmid chacham, however, Rabbi Noah continues and he explains what a shulchan of Amaretz looks like. And he states, Vishal Amaretz, Doim Lamadura, Ukaderis Mukafis Aisa, the table of Amaretz looks like a fire that's cooking with pots dots that are all around it. And as Rashbam states, Lamadura, Shemakafis Kadir's Ve'ish Be'emzo, Afkan, and also by a table of Amarats, Hamapo, Valechem Be'emzo, the tablecloth and the bread is in the middle, Vakairis Soviv, and the pots surround it. And of course, that creates a much messier situation. Van Rabbi Yechon and Esra Benoah, Mita Shaltimil Chom Ketzad, the how does the Talmud Chacham keep his bed? And Rabbi Benoah answers, Koshin Tachtel, Sadlon and Be'emay Sechama, Uminol and Be'emay Sechshamim. And as we know, his sandal is a very hard leather shoe, and a menol is a softer shoe, and therefore it was normal for people to wear harder shoes during the rainy months and softer shoes during the summer months. Therefore, Rabbi Noah explains that the only thing that Talmud Chacham keeps underneath his bed is only those things that he doesn't need for the next bunch of months, and he only keeps things that are not going to be used. And for example, he'll keep his harder shoes, which are generally used during the winter, and he'll keep them under his bed during the summer, and his softer shoes, which he uses during the summer, he will keep under his bed during the winter. And as Rashbam points out, that the main point of the Gemara is that minim b'psachim oichun tachsamita afilu mechupim b'kli bazel ruach ra shoyer aleihen, that if someone keeps food underneath their bed, even if they're in a metal kli, then ruach ra is shoyer on them. Therefore, Talmud Chacham would not keep any food underneath his bed. And Rabbeinu Geshem will point out that if she also aneich oichun mashkin b'kli machirin tachsamita mepleish ruach ra shoyer aleihen. And the Gemara continues there. Rabbeinu explained v'shalam ha'aretz daima lo itzabalos, that the bed of an amaretz is similar to a storehouse that has many different items in the storehouse, and underneath the bed of Amaretz you'll find many things, and not only will they store their shoes, but they'll store food and they'll store kelim, and of course Ruach Roi Yashar Aleihen. We learned our Gemara like the Gersa and our Gemara that Mitzvah Shalom Tamil Chom Ketzah Kol Shin Tachtel Olo Sadlonim B'yamei Sechama U'minolim B'yamei Sechshamim. However, Rashi in Masechta Sukkah brings down Ezu Mitzvah Shalom Tamil Chomim Kol Shin Tachtel Olo Minolim Shalom Balabayis B'yamei Sechama V'sandolim B'yamei Sechshamim. Those are the shoes that they wear during the last period of time. The only thing that they would leave underneath their bed is these shoes at nighttime when they weren't wearing these shoes, and then in the morning their shoes would be right next to the bed. He continues, Avalosis Tachter Dvar Machirim Gnayu Lefishim Magal Bnei Habayis L'Sham. And if you keep anything else underneath your bed, then we're not necessarily worried about Ruach Ra, but there's a separate concern because it's sneers, as potentially someone in your house will have to come and get something, and meanwhile you'll be in your bed together with your wife, and that will be a Dav Bezoyin, and therefore you shouldn't keep anything else under your bed, and everyone should know that there's nothing stored underneath your bed, and we will stop over here.